Now, the Rose of Tralee competition comes to a close tonight. Is it old hat or is there still mileage in it? The journalist and commentator Andrew McVeigh says it doesn't do much for feminism, but the former Cork Rose and competition judge Denise O'Sullivan disagrees. I asked her how it had changed since she entered.
It's a long time since I won the competition now, Stephen. I won it back in 1991, and I can see a huge progression in the whole festival since 1991. I know people say it's twee and it's old hat, but I mean, look, this festival has survived 56 years and is getting stronger every year. And I actually think it showcases everything to do about women and what they stand for. I think it's a fantastic festival, and I go back down every year to celebrate the festival.
What happens at it?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? I mean, if you want to go through the whole festival from the very start with regards to the way the girls get picked, or do you just want the week in Tralee?
Well, it's all about your looks, the Rose of Tralee.
Not at all.
Far is it not?
Oh, my God, you haven't seen me, have you? But not at all. I mean, the Rose of Tralee has nothing to do with looks. Mind you, you know, if you're easy on the eye, how bad? But the Rose of Tralee is all about personality. It's all about women and what, you know, their, I suppose, their aspirations, their ambitions, their intellect, their social responsibilities. I mean, we have very modern young Irish women, both living in Ireland and that have that common thread abroad, that are Irish people living abroad that want to come back and celebrate everything that's Irish.
Andrea?
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, honestly, isn't the age of the beauty contest over? And while I do agree that these things can be empowering for individual women, it's the same way that individual women say, well, I can be a glamour model or I can be a page three model. I, you know, I'm certain my feminist will, I'm doing this. But individually, that may be the case, but for women as a whole, we shouldn't be judged on our looks. And this is what it is. It doesn't matter if you say, oh, this is partly their girls are judged on their personality. There are no really overweight girls in the competition. There are no skinheads with tattoos and DM boots. I mean, that's a very set sort of femininity. And the girls are being judged on their looks as well as their personality. Isn't the whole point of it that women who best match the attributes have been lovely and fair enter the competition, and that's what they're being judged on? And don't forget, this competition was dreamt up by a group of men in a pub, which I think says it all.
Well, now, I mean, in fairness now, Andrea, I suppose you are entitled to your opinion. And, you know, I would respect a certain amount of opinions, but, I mean, if you haven't actually gone down to Tralee and, you know, encompassed the whole hospitality of Tralee, then really you should do that first before you make an opinion. I mean, you're...
No, I don't need to, because I can have an opinion about anything. I can have an opinion about Miss World competitions. I can have an opinion about the Rose of Tralee. And my argument is that the age of the beauty contest is over. Why should we judge anyone on their looks? Because looks are a genetic lottery.
Yeah, okay, look, you obviously weren't... I don't want to get into an argument because it's just a discussion, but look, you obviously didn't listen to my first comment, which said it is not about beauty, it's all about personality. Absolutely.
Could a 20-stone woman, Rose, win the Rose of Tralee if she wears 20-stone or even 15-stone and she's 5'4" tall? Do you think that could happen?
If any girl sits in front of five adjudicators and if they feel that she is the girl to best represent the festival in her personality as an ambassadorial role, then she will be picked.
Well, that's
no matter
fine.
What she looks
well,
like.
Well, that's fine, Denise.
Or what size she is.
And that's fine, Denise. Let's put that to the
Absolutely.
Test. Has it ever
yeah.
happened?
Has it ever happened?
How many? How many 16, 17 stone Rose of Tralees have there been?
Well, I'm a Rose of Tralee myself, and I won it back in 1991, as I said earlier. And I mean, I'm not what you call a small framed girl. I'm actually classed as a fine girl.
Were you fat?
I'm not fat.
Were you fat when you won it?
No, not overly fat.
So how many fat Rose of Tralees have there been?
Oh, gosh, there hasn't been a whole lot of fat Rose of Tralees.
So that's Andrew McVeigh's point,
isn't it,
Andrew?
And there hasn't been a whole lot of skinny Rose of Tralees. We are all quite very normal, everyday people that go in for the
That's your point, Andrea.
Yes, absolutely, because it's a certain type of beauty. I mean, it's lovely girls and pretty dresses and big smiles. And in fact, that whole lovely girls aspect of it, which is why it was sent up in Father Ted a number of years ago, because it just sort of seems old-fashioned. It's not what, especially women have it so hard, still have it so hard in the workplace and in society. Things like everyday sexism movement is referring to these sort of things. And it just thinks, why are we judging women like that? Because there have been no fat Rose of Tralee's, and there have been no skinhead Rose of Tralee's, or heavily tattooed or wearing DM boots. All the girls fit a certain sort of criteria that they're easy on the eye, as you said, but they look a certain way. They're non-threatening. They're smiling. They're wearing pretty dresses. They may have great personalities and degrees coming out of their ears, but that's not what they're being judged on.
Yeah, but to be fair...
I adjudicated the International Rose of Tralee for 2 years. And their CVs are fantastic, and you sit down and you go through their CV, and then you pose questions to them, and they're fantastic girls. I mean, I didn't say that they have to be easy on the eye. I said it doesn't really matter whether they are or they're not, but it helps. Like, for me, you know, I put a lot of effort into my grooming. I put a lot of effort into my training or whatever, and I have good days and I have bad days, but it's not all about weight. And I mean, it's a bit silly, to be quite honest, to bring this whole competition back to weight and fat Rose of Tralee. That's really a very silly argument.
Denise, who's kind of someone that's been on the programme and work experience for a few months now, he's been looking at the website, and he is saying that he's looked at all the winners, and there's no unattractive ones. And Vinny knows a fine woman when he sees one.
Listen, in fairness now, you know what the beauty industry is like, and you know what the beauty industry can or cannot do. I mean, you know, we all put an effort into how we look. It doesn't really matter. You know, that's what you do. We're women. That's what we like to do. So to be quite honest, you know, if I'm going to go somewhere, I'll put an effort into my appearance because I'm proud of the way I am and what I look like, and I help it along the way.
I actually think we need to have a go at young Vincent today, because...
What do you mean?
Well, you're defining... How do you define...
I say as well, I am not on work experience. I'm your producer. I've been your producer for 3 years and worked on the programme for something ridiculous like 6 years.
How do you define beauty in a woman?
What do you mean?
Well, you've just said that all of those women... were attractive. Well, it's a very subjective
thing. I googled
them. How do you define beauty?
The images of the winners, all of them, I would have said, in my personal opinion, are very attractive,
really?
Pretty people.
Okay.
On stage.
Denise, thank you very much indeed. Really interesting discussion. Andrea, thank you. Morning to you both.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Andrea. Thanks, Stephen, as well. Bye-bye.